Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Dave Hawkins, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
How did you get involved in the fiddle?
I started playing violin when I was about 7 years old, and that was a long time ago. Back then, we only learned how to play classical music. I went on to Ohio State and played classical music there as well, and was in some symphonies and that sort of thing. You know, I really don't like being bossed around that much. After my kids were born, I did shove it under the bed for about 10 years, and then I started listening to a wonderful show out of North Carolina and later on out of Scotland, the Fiona Ritchie Thistle and Shamrock Show. And she started playing some Scottish fiddle music, and that happens to be my background with a name like Buchanan. I said, I want to do that. Just started out that way and started slowly. And then I started going to competitions, won the Ohio competition a while ago, and then placed 4 years running at the Ligonier Scottish Games in Ligonier, Pennsylvania. From there, then I learned how to play along behind Dave, because you can't be in your face when you're playing along with someone who's singing. So you know how to pull back when it's necessary to pull back. And it's opened up a whole new area of fiddling for me.
I give a lot of credit to my parents. When we were kids, there were four boys and six of us, and one car that we had one time was a Ford Falcon. So I learned to sleep in all kinds of different positions. There are some road gigs that are really great because you do a bunch of shows. People put you up in a hotel, or they put you in their house if you know they're putting the show together. But there are times that, you know, you're sleeping in the back of a car. I always love being able to travel with somebody.
Specifically, remember when we were up in Ross River in Ireland, and we stayed at this bed and breakfast, and the first time I was there, I'd never had one of these big Irish breakfasts before. And she put this plate in front of me with these eggs and these sausages and blood pudding and, gosh, I don't know, beans. I never had beans for breakfast before. They were quite good. And, you know, so it's really nice to get a taste of home cooking from time to time when we've had the opportunity, like in Brussels, Belgium, when we spent some time with the family there, and to get to see what they actually eat, you know, on a daily basis rather than spending the time in the restaurant.
Well, I never been to England. At least not that I know. I may have been in a previous life, but that was so long ago. Well, I never been to Houston, Texas. At least I can't remember ever being there. But I remember a girl with hazel eyes and shoulder length salt and pepper hair. I seen the seat back in every train, the overhead in every plane. I've forgotten more places than I've been, but it's no surprise when I look into her eyes. When I'm back home with my lady, I'll be happy then. One time I met a president. 7 months later, he was dead. I was sitting on my daddy's shoulders when that president patted me on the head. Now I don't trust politicians, even when they look me in the eye. It's like a wise man he once told me, when their lips are moving, them politicians lie. Seen the seat back in every train, the overhead in every plane. I've forgotten more places than I've been, but it's no surprise when I look into her eyes. When I'm back home with my lady, I'll be happy then. Well, I never been to Houston, Texas. At least can't remember ever being there. I remember a girl with hazel eyes and shoulder length salt and pepper hair. I still miss that girl with hazel eyes and shoulder length salt and pepper hair.
Thank you. But like in Ross Trevor, when we were there, our friend Tommy Sands is a wonderful Irish singer-songwriter. Well, a singer-songwriter who happens to be Irish. We were staying at his place a couple nights, and the one night he just said, hey, come on, we're going to go down to the local, it was a more like a GAA, I think.
Yeah, kind of a club.
Yeah, it's a Gaelic Athletic Association, I think it's called. I think the whole Sands family was there, you know, his two brothers and his sister, and the place was just jammed. And the one thing he said was, before we left, he said, grab your instruments. And that was really a fun night. I really enjoyed that. And there have been a number of times, especially in Ireland, that that's happened.
And there have been some nights when we were in Belgium when Els sat at the piano and people grabbed their guitars and we sat around playing all kinds of tunes that we'd never heard before, and some that we did. One of the guys really liked Leonard Cohen a lot, so, you know, we played some of that. And just we've had some very interesting experiences over the years. A lot of it was in Ross Trevor, where it's a tiny little town, maybe, what, a few hundred people, and they have about 20 bars. And every one of them has a session going on. And they just love it when musicians come in and you just sit down and they just start playing music. It was so much fun. And just pass around the beer and play all night long.
The bar is supposed to close at a certain time. So what they do is they push you out the front door and they say, come around to the back, and then they lock the front door, and then you go in the back door and just stay and jam until the last person's standing. So
a musical speakeasy of sorts.
Yeah, that's it.
She sat looking out the window, flight 802 leaving London. She knew when she arrived, he'd be waiting to talk to her alone. As she sat there on the tarmac, flight 802 going to Boston. She knew when she arrived, he'd tell her that he was leaving home. Why can't love last forever? Why can't the feeling stay strong? Why do people hurt each other? When it's over, we carry on, carry on. Nothing lasts forever, he told her right before she left Boston. She just told herself he was talking about her music career. But a voice deep down inside her told her that there was a need to worry. It gnawed at her heart till it became her greatest fear. Why can't love last forever? Why can't the feeling stay strong? Why do people hurt each other? When it's over, we carry on, carry on. As she sat there on the tarmac, flight 802 leaving London, she decided right then and there she never would arrive. So she got back off the plane, flight 802 going to Boston. She headed out for France aboard an outbound train. Why can't love last forever? Why can't the feeling stay strong? Why do people hurt each other? When it's over, we carry on. She said, why did we hurt each other? Why couldn't the feeling stay strong? But now that it's over, this'll make one hell of a song. I'll write a song and carry on.
Thank you.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Dave Hawkins on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
When I first started performing, one of the artists whose music I used to play all the time was a guy that not too many people had been hearing about back in the mid-70s up in Columbus, Ohio. His name was John Prine. And so I started doing his music. I am an old woman named after my mother. Old man is another child that's grown old. Dreams were lightning, thunder was desire. This old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, I had me a cowboy. Weren't much to look at, free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I tried, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Kitchen, I can hear them there buzzing. I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, have nothing to see? Make me an angel, flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
So we're here on Red Barn Radio. We've got Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan. Now, Dave, you had talked a little bit before about your Nashville connection. You go down there and record. Tell us a little bit about your time in Nashville.
A good friend of mine, Bill Vorndick, has a studio down there. He's won multiple Grammys for his engineering and producing. And I actually met him through Sam Bush a number of years back. I called Bill up, and after I looked at what his laundry list of his accomplishments, I said, I don't know if I can afford you. And he said, I didn't even say anything about money. You just come down and we'll work things out as we go along. He's been an asset to my career, but it's also just been a blessing to know him. Through him, I was able to forego some of the hoops that some people have to jump through down in Nashville to get to certain levels. So I'm fortunate that now I'll go down to Nashville and I'll actually get paid money to play in Nashville.
I met her at a wedding in 1973. I said, "Hey there, darling, would you consider a date with me?" She smiled and thought about it, then reluctantly agreed. There were 80 other guys there who all looked better than me. I guess she felt sorry for a lonely, homely fool like me. We hit all of the country bars, sang along with the band. When we danced to a slow song, I knew I was her man. On the way home, she said, "Take the long way," and my heart skipped a beat. I knew at that moment, my life was now complete. This beauty had fallen for a lonely, homely fool like me. It's been more than 40 years now since that night in 73. I still can't believe she agreed to spend that time with me. Like a deer caught in the headlights of my 71 Caprice, or a possum chased by dogs and caught up in a tree. It's 4 decades and 3 kids later, I only wish it had been with me. I met her at a wedding in 1973. Now I know she just felt sorry for a lonely, homely fool, that's me.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our guests, Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. We also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Dave Hawkins and Peg Buchanan.
Thank you all for having us out. Thanks to everybody for listening. Hope to see you on the road somewhere. A song called "You're Like Monday Morning." Long time ago is when I met you. That long time was so long ago. Longer we stayed in that little world of ours. Saw more of you than I ever wanted to know. I woke one day and realized it hit me right between the eyes. You're not my lifelong love. You weren't sent to me from up above. Ah, you're what happened after a lost weekend binge. You're like Monday morning. You drank way too much whiskey. Maybe I drank too much beer. Love and booze can sure be risky. 'Cause sober you don't look so good from here. I woke
one day and realized it hit me right between the eyes. You're not my lifelong love. You weren't sent to me from up above. Ah, you're what happened after a lost weekend bend. You're like Monday morning. Bottle of tequila's my vacation, where I never get the blues. It's taking me to my favorite destination, further and further away from you. Saturday night, you were so lovely. By Monday, my vision finally cleared. Now you're gone, I sit and ponder the pleasure I get in you not being here. I woke one day and realized it hit me right between the eyes. You're not my lifelong love. You weren't sent to me from up above. Ah, you're what happened after a lost weekend binge. You're like Monday morning. Yeah, you're what happened after a lost weekend binge. You're like Monday morning. Thank you all. Good night. Thank you so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Dave and Peg for being with us tonight. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.